Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and, as a result, live the good news of Jesus Christ. We are live on the air and online right now, and we'll be glad to address your question or offer direction for the difficult, frustrating issues of real life. Call now, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC, or the full number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, happy New Year's Eve to everybody.
Yes,
this
indeed.
Is an exciting day for many people as we say goodbye to the old and are soon to welcome the new. And, you know, I think about that, and I think about this great gospel message. You know, when we receive Christ, that's what we did. We said goodbye to the old, and we welcome the new, the new life of Jesus Christ that's come to live inside of us. And I think that's the most exciting reality that we can experience as human beings. So it doesn't matter about, you know, moving into a new year or any of those sort of things. We've been made new in Jesus.
That's right.
That is just great news, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, you think about the newness, Bob. We're under this umbrella called the New Covenant, and there's a new priest. Jesus is our new priest who has a new priesthood. It's superior to the old covenant priests. We have a new type of forgiveness that the Bible calls once for all. We got people scrambling all over planet Earth trying to find forgiveness, and we've found it in Christ. We have a once for all forgiveness. We've got a new freedom from the law. You know, we're not trying to find acceptance and looking for okayness anywhere. We've got that in Jesus, and we've got a new identity as children of God. So, you know, you got people who are trying to, in world religions, trying to get close to God and stay close to God or become okay or reach nirvana or get clear or whatever it might be in their own terminology. And Jesus is announcing that we'll never hunger or thirst if we have him. So this new covenant is so full of riches, spiritual riches, and we get to talk about them all year.
Yes, we do. And that is the good news. I want to read this one passage. We've been talking about Jesus, you know, all month.
Yep.
And looking at various passages throughout the New Testament about who he is, some of the claims that he made. And they're just stunning. I mean, you can't just read those and just be neutral about them. You're either gonna embrace what he says, and that's gonna change everything, or you're gonna reject it. That's just the nature of the claims of Christ. But then there's also the work of Christ, and we see this very clearly in the book of Philippians when Paul wrote of Jesus. He said, "Who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." We as believers know Jesus Christ as Lord. That's what God's Spirit moves us to say with our mouths. We confess Jesus as Lord because we believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be a great and glorious day when all of creation bows the knee and proclaims that Jesus Christ is Lord, just embraces that truth. That doesn't mean they all accept him as Lord,
yeah,
but they're going to recognize him for who he is. All of the confusion around Jesus is going to go away, and he's going to stand as Lord and God for all creation to see. That's going to be a glorious, glorious moment at some point in the future, and we as believers certainly look forward to that and are so grateful that he did what he did on our behalf, becoming one of us, became obedient even to death on the cross so that we could be made alive. And that's what salvation is. It's being made alive together with Christ and experiencing all the newness of life, as Andrew was saying, the new covenant, new forgiveness, all of the wonders of this new creation that God has brought into being through his death, burial, and resurrection. Yeah. It's a glorious gospel.
Absolutely. It's basic gospel, everybody. We're glad you've joined us on this final day of calendar year 2014. We look forward so much to your phone calls right now, because we have plenty of open lines, and we're here to address your questions or your particular issues every day, and of course today is no exception. Want to hear from you. Call 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC, and call as quickly as you can. In the meantime, guys, a question from Alfred about first fruits. He says, are believers still expected to observe and honor the Lord with first fruits offerings today?
Interesting question, Andrew. That kind of brings us right back, and Richard as well, to the key point. Are we under the old covenant? Are we still tied to the old covenant? Or are we under a new covenant?
Yeah. You know, Bob, Richard, we talk about giving a lot, year round, this topic. It's one of our top five issues that always comes up. And it's interesting how people will couch, the idea of giving at church. They'll couch it in certain terms. Some people talk about you being blessed threefold or being blessed tenfold. Others say that you've got to give your first fruits. Others say that you've got to give 10%, but you don't know if that's gross or net and after taxes or before taxes. And so it seems like we're always finding folks who are reaching back into the old covenant. They're reaching back into the Old Testament law, and they're grasping at straws to try to get people to give out of some sort of guilt motivation or some sort of standard that they need to be held to. And this idea of giving your first fruits is an Old Testament concept, and it's not for the New Covenant believer. There's something better, something newer, something greater for the New Covenant believer. It's very simple. It's heart-led obedience. It's heart-led giving. So as Paul tells the Corinthians, who are Greeks under the New Testament, under the New Covenant, Paul tells Greek people, hey, you can give freely from the heart, not under any pressure, and God loves a cheerful giver. He doesn't say you need to set aside this amount, or you need to set aside the first paycheck that you get, or you need to set aside the best portion, or, you know, all of that sounds really noble and good. But really what it does is it puts pressure on people, and it makes them try to achieve to a standard. And next thing you know, guys, people start believing that if they just pay their money, then God is pleased with them. Or if they just give a certain amount or a certain frequency, then God will finally be okay with them. And all of that sort of mentality of I'm not okay unless, and the conditional if I do this, then God will feel this about me. All of that is a law-based relationship. And here at Basic Gospel, I mean, Richard, Bob, and myself, all of us, Bob, you know, all of us, we're constantly talking about this shift of focus. We've got to have a new covenant perspective in everything.
Absolutely. It's interesting. I watched a little video clip this morning about a ministry, and I'm not going to name the ministry, but they had various people sharing testimonies, and there was a lady that was basically saying that this person in my family was healed of cancer because I gave consistently week in and week out the 10%. You know, that was the testimony. If I had not been giving, this person would have not been healed. And that really takes the focus off of Christ and puts us onto us. And it really is that old covenant mindset. And we've got to be set free from that.
Yeah.
And when we are, that's when we can really experience the goodness of God's grace in this new covenant. Well, let's go to our phone lines now. We're going to start in Queens, New York, and talk to Nandy. Hi, Nandy. Welcome, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Brother Bob. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you. What's on your mind?
You know, my 12-year-old nephew asked my mother a question, and we want to know the question, the answer to it, please. Actually, he asked two questions. First, he said, can Father God send another Jesus to save the world? We know 100% that Father God sent his son Jesus to save the world. We know he can do everything.
But will he send another Messiah? Is that what he was asking? And the answer to that is very simple. It's no. He sent Jesus. Jesus was plan A, and Jesus fulfilled his work. He completed what God the Father had for him. He finished it. He ascended into heaven. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, and at some point he's gonna come back. So there is no other Messiah that we need other than the one that came in the person of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, okay, thank you very much for your answer.
You are so welcome, Nandy. Thanks for your call. And you know, it's interesting, guys, that you know, John the Baptist baptized Jesus, identified him as the Messiah. And then, you know, when he got thrown into prison, he sent word to Jesus, are you the one or should we expect someone else? And that's kind of the nature of this question. And Jesus sent back and said, no, the blind are seeing, the lame are walking, and, you know, the slaves are being set free. I'm the one. And so everything that we've been looking for as far as a Messiah, or at least the Jewish people were looking for, came true in Jesus Christ. We should expect no one else. I know there's a lot of Jewish people who are still expecting their Messiah. I think they're going to be surprised when Jesus returns and they find out it's the one that was crucified 2,000 years ago.
He's completely sufficient to everything we need.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Jim down in Raymondville, Texas, listening to us on KCTA. Hi, Jim.
Howdy, how are you?
Doing fine. Nice to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Well, listen, the same to you, pal. I'm joking. Pardon me. But listen, since it's basic gospel, I have a basic gospel question for you.
Well, excellent.
Okay. Listen, I hear this all the time about, well, we're not under the law anymore, except I don't ever hear anybody say what law they're talking about.
Hmm.
So what is the law that we're not under anymore?
Yeah, well, Jim, that's a great question.
I think that's pretty basic, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, we assume that people understand sometimes, and we need to clarify quite often, you know. The law, we're talking about 613 different commands and regulations under the Old Testament. The law encompasses everything from wardrobe restrictions to dietary laws about what you can eat and what you can't eat. And it also, very importantly, the law also includes the Ten Commandments. So when we talk about the Ten Commandments, of course, we're talking about thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness. But we're also talking about remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So when you tally up all of the regulations, the to-do list and the don't list, the list of don'ts, well, it comes out to about 613 rules under the Old Testament. So when we say that Christians are free from the law, dead to the law, not under the law, we're saying that we're going to have to get our motivation and we're going to have to get our inspiration from somewhere else. If we end up as obedient people, it should not be because of tablets of stone, but really it's because Christ lives in our hearts. Does that help, Jim?
Well, yeah, I think it does. Now, and this may be seem like another very fundamental question, but so this 613 you're talking about, and pardon me for not understanding everything, but you said it was basic, so I'll be pretty basic here.
Sure.
So where do they come from? Like, they come from Genesis up to Matthew in the Old Testament? Is that where the 613 come from?
So you can, you know, primarily a lot of them come from Leviticus. We're talking about laws that were given to the people of Israel through Moses. Moses came down the mountain with tablets under his arms, and so those were the Ten Commandments, and he read those to the people, and they promised They promised, Jim, that they would be obedient to the law. And then, of course, the Old Testament story is that they could not pull it off. I mean, they never remained faithful. But I would go straight to Leviticus, and boy, you can have a full day's reading right there, looking at all kinds of regulations that Israel was under. But the good news for us is that we're free from all that, and we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. And so he's going to inspire self-control and gentleness and love and that sort of thing just by his very presence within us.
So it would be fair if I summarized and repeated the somebody, like if I said, well, the when it says free from the law, it's the law given by God in the Old Testament, that's what we're free from then?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you answered my question, and I could never get anybody to answer that question.
Well, thanks for calling. It's great to hear from you, brother.
Jim, look up these three passages as well, Romans 8, 1 and 2, Galatians 3:25, and Colossians 2:13.
Okay, I'll do it, and you all have a great new year, and thank you for your help.
Good.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Plenty of open lines. Time remaining on the clock. Well, to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel, Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, Andrew Farley. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. That number, 844-32-BASIC.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk to our good friend Brad, listening to us on the Internet today. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hi, how you doing? It's really a good day. I get to say Happy New Year to Andrew, and I've had such a wonderful year with Basic Gospel and Andrew Farley. One question real quick for you, Andrew. Is your book Relaxing with God ever going to come out in Audible?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I don't control that. That's up to the publishers. I know now it's on Kindle and it's on Nook. And I think that there's a function on your ebook, at least on some ebooks, they can be read aloud by the Kindle machine.
I don't have any of those, and I'm almost blind. So I've read the rest of your books that have been on Audible.
Okay.
But I look forward to becoming Audible. I hope the publisher can do that. The other thing, I was just listening to your conversation with Jim. And one thing that we also need to be reminded, number one, the Gentiles were never under the Old Testament law.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens in today's church in a thing called legalism is men, or even ourselves, start preparing our own list of laws and mm-hmm. rules and regulations that we put on ourselves. That also try to do the same thing. You know, if I do this, I'm going to get closer to God. If I pray more, if I go in my prayer closet, if I study the Word of God, like the one Bob was talking about, the one lady, if I give my 10% every week, those are also laws, and those are laws that the Gentiles really came under, not necessarily the Old Covenant, but so many people, like you've said, the church today, they want to put themselves under the Old Covenant, Ten Commandments and the 613, mm-hmm. which they were never meant to be under.
Yeah, that's a great comment, Jim. You know, I mean, we can turn anything into religion. And so, wow, I mean, we love the Scriptures. I mean, Basic Gospel is founded on the Scriptures. But, you know, you start looking at it like logging time in a book or logging time in a building, and you've lost sight of Jesus. And so, you know, we humans are really good at turning anything into religion. There can be modern day Christian laws, so to speak, that we invent, and we only allow ourselves to feel close to God when we've complied with them. Thanks, brother, for your call. You know, one last thought would just be, you might go to my author site, andrewfarley.org, and just click on the media player. There's a series called Relaxing with God. It's a sermon series, and you could certainly just listen through that.
I certainly will. I actually saw your message where you were up on stage, and you took your shoes off and put your legs in, and just read through portions of that book, and that was one of the most wonderful sermons I've ever listened to. So God bless you. Thanks for allowing me to come into the program today and in my 2014 with you guys. Thank you. God bless.
Happy New Year, Brad.
Yeah, happy New Year, Brad.
Yeah. Well, guys, as we've talked about before, you know, the holiday season is over, and the festivities are over, and people are, you know, going into depression many, many times. And so the question comes, lady wrote to us to say that she had been prescribed a depression drug to help her through these holidays. Depression, and she had an eating disorder and all kinds of stuff going on. And she had heard Christians say that these drugs are a replacement for Jesus, and she wants to know what you guys think about that.
Well, there's no drug that can replace Jesus. No. Just none whatsoever. Usually what you find with folks that are depressed, there's something that has happened in their life, and there are certain triggers along the way that just plunges them into this sense of helplessness and hopelessness. How do you get out of that? Well, you have to start with truth, ultimately. Sometimes folks go to prescription drugs to help them kind of get stabilized, but ultimately you have to go to truth. Truth is what's going to set you free, and it's looking at life through the lens of truth and recognizing that, you know, all the things that we've expected out of life, that we've wanted out of life, that haven't come to us through the things that we've depended upon, you know, all of those things are going to be found in Jesus. He's the one that can satisfy our hunger. He's the one that can give us the bread, the spiritual bread that we need so that we can truly become content in life. Well, that's truth. That's that quest for truth. So ultimately, we've got to go there. Anything that the world offers is just going to be a temporary solution at best. Truth is the one thing that can get us to a transcendent position where we can really rise above our circumstances and experience the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
But we're certainly glad that she asked it. And I know there are so many people out there that during the holiday season experience intense loneliness, experience intense, you know, self-pity, woe is me, can go into depression and despair. That's a sad, sad thing. But there is hope, there is help in the person of Jesus Christ. And as we mentioned that, you know, this is the last day of the year. We certainly need your help, your support. If you can help us today, we would greatly appreciate it. Any gift that's given today that's postmarked December 31st will be a tax deduction in 2014. If you like to give using your credit card online or by calling our toll-free order line, that gift is tax deductible as well. We encourage you to rise up to this great cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to proclaim it, to help us proclaim it so that others can be engaged in this process of hearing, believing, and living this good news story. Without your help, this radio broadcast can't go forth on the different stations that it's currently on. It can't be placed on oneplace.com, where we've reached people in every country,
121
countries around the world, people in every single state. It's an incredible outreach. Why? Because people need Jesus. They need his love. They need his grace. They need his mercy. He's the one that can satisfy the soul, and we need your help to get that message out there. I can think of no better investment than an investment in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So on this last day of 2014, make your last significant action be a gift to support the good news of Jesus Christ. Yeah. We'll greatly appreciate it. And thousands of people of others who are out there who will finally taste freedom and understand the love of Christ and feel connected to the very life of Christ, they will overflow with thankfulness because you gave.
Three different ways you can accomplish that. One is to go online to basicgospel.net/support. You can call 844-41-BASIC right now and talk with Billy up until 3 o'clock Central Time. I guess that was today. Anyway, mail your gift to Basic Gospel, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310. It's in Louisville, Texas, 75057. And remember, your gift must be postmarked December 31st, 2014, to be considered a 2014 donation. Well, for Bob, Richard, Andrew, and the staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you and Happy New Year, everybody.